Why, hello there. I'm Ezlo Spirit, and I am really angry right now. You know why? It's because the ZUBCers always treat me like I'm so innocent and adorable. Like, I'm so innocent and adorable that I squeak when I'm squeezed or something. It's like madness. I'm like the innocent one, the cute little innocent plushy doll of the Zelda Universe Broadcasting Corporation or company or committee or whatever the heck ZUB stands for these days. What does it stand for these days? Anyway, no. Oh, I have an idea. Okay. In this segment, I'm going to prove to my fellow Zubkers that I'm not the innocent one. Or at least I'm not so innocent. I mean, I guess everybody's a little innocent in some ways, but that's too philosophical and my brain just exploded. So, right. I actually don't know how I'm gonna prove I'm not the innocent one in this segment, and I probably won't wind up doing so, but you know what? Let's not and say we did, okay? Great. Rage! And now for something completely different. An elephant riding a motorbike in an Olympic-sized lap pool. Oh, no, wait. No. That's my segment for Thursday. Anyway, in all seriousness, I finally present to you another edition of Ezlo Spirit's Hyrulean Symphonies, my Zelda music-related segment. Today, I will be comparing and contrasting themes for the same and or similar places in Hyrule between games. For some of them, this will almost be a look at how those themes have evolved over time. For others, this will be a more fleshed out compare and contrast, since for places like the Gerudo Desert, there's a different theme in every game. Let's start off really basic. Kakariko Village. Originally appearing in A Link to the Past, and then in a few other games since, Kakariko Village's theme has, for the most part, remained pretty much the same since 1991. The dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee has never been left out once. However, the advancement of technology enabled the theme to become more sophisticated over time. And not just more sophisticated, excluding the 16-bit synthesized theme from A Link to the Past, all of the Kakariko themes have had a different feel and style made to fit a very different Kakariko village. For example, the Kakariko of Ocarina of Time is a nice little peaceful village nestled up in a mountain, so the theme is calm and slow with guitar and what could be a harmonica. On the other hand, Windfall Island, the Wind Waker equivalent of Kakariko that also shares the same theme, is a large, bustling marketplace, so the theme is more lively and fast, a flute playing the Kakariko theme quite bouncily. And then there's the Twilight Princess Kakariko theme. This version is the most different out of all of them, almost a completely different theme. But those same opening notes open up this theme as well, and some progressions are vaguely reminiscent of the classic Kakariko theme. I like them all. The Twilight Princess one is especially interesting though, for its Native American-ish, almost distant sound. I mentioned the Gerudo Desert theme before, and now I'm going to talk about it for realsies! I'm never saying for realsies again. There have only been three major Gerudo Deserts with their own themes so far, none of them sharing the exact same theme. In Ocarina of Time, we have the Gerudo Valley. In Twilight Princess, we have the Gerudo Desert, which makes the most sense. And in Skyward Sword, we have the Lanayru Desert. And not one of the desert themes is remotely the same, except for atmosphere. And yet there are subtle differences in even that. The famous and ridiculously catchy Gerudo Valley theme has a guitar-played bass line and what sounds like a harp playing the melody. It's fast and flowing. When I hear it, I imagine a rolling, well, I guess desert, but it could be anything rolling and barren and endless. Okay, yeah, that description screams desert. However, I also hear, mainly from the speed, a tinge of a sense of urgency in this theme. Sort of like, hey, I'm lost in the haunted wasteland, I really need to get out of here! Or, I have a kingdom to save and these scary Gerudo Leia ladies have locked me up in this ginormous fortress. I need to get out! Over in Twilight Princess's Gerudo Desert, the theme carries a much darker mood to the player, a sense that here is where you'll find the ruins of the prison where only the most evil and notorious criminals were kept, and a very dark power known as the Mirror of Twilight. However, this theme on its own simply screams desert right in my ear. The Middle Eastern-style undertones and huge scale conjure up images of a huge, blowing desert. Ironically, there was a lot more blowing sand in the Gerudo Valley. With perilous creatures and tall mesas and ancient ruins. Then, somewhere in between these two themes is the Lanayru Desert theme from Skyward Sword. This is the calmest of the three themes, but it still screams desert. With its wide-sounding folkish wind instrument playing the melody, a strange folkish string instrument? Playing a variation of part of the Ballad of the Goddess under that, deep drums played not so hard under that, and the rest of the orchestra playing soothing held notes in the background. This theme brings you to a simply massive open desert with the sun beating scorching levels of heat down on you and the sand beneath your feet. While in a time-shifted area, the theme builds up more energy and life, telling of days long past when this desert was a green place full of life. An interesting contrast, but even more interesting are those subtle similarities that manage to make all three desert themes, and I'll say it one more time, just scream desert. Finally, there's been a Hyrule Field in just about every single Zelda game except Wind Waker and its sequels, as well as Skyward Sword. And even in the Wind Waker, the Great Sea takes the place of a Hyrule Field. Yes, Hyrule Field has taken many different names, usually having none at all, and no, there haven't been as many different themes as you may think from the number of Zelda games out there, but once you hear a Hyrule Field theme, you know it's a Hyrule Field theme. Because there are more than three, I'm not going to go into much detail at all with this one right now, but I can tell you that any song that is grand and booming and adventurous and heroic and lasts for more than at least four minutes, I can almost guarantee you that you are listening to a main overworld theme. There are tons of places in the Zelda universe for the obvious reason that the majority of Zelda games take place in the same kingdom that recur throughout the series. There are multiple Hyrule Market themes, combat themes, forest temple themes, Temple of Time themes, Hyrule Castle themes, Inside a House themes, Lake Hylia themes, Death Mountain themes, well, you get the point. Too many for me to discuss right now. But I'm not done discussing themes across the universe yet. I'll come back to this in a few months. This is Ezlo Spirit's Hyrulean Symphonies with your host slash me, Ezlo Spirit. Next time, I believe that I will have a guest on with me for a mostly unscripted discussion of our thoughts on the Skyward Sword soundtrack, which is one of my favorites. Alrighty then, I think I've not really proven my non-innocence quite well in this segment, but now it's time to get back to our oppressive hosts. Like the hosts who oppress me, and, that mean Gerudo Leia. She's mean. And, Happy New Year, everyone, and I'll see you next time.